So there's no stopping Jesus, is there? The door was locked, but there he was. Just imagine what it was like for those disciples gathered together in the upper room that first Easter evening. They'd been through an emotional roller coaster over the past few days. Jesus had washed their feet and shared a Last Supper with them. They fell asleep in the garden as Jesus prayed, and then there was the ultimate betrayal by one of their own. And then, of course, Peter denied even knowing Jesus as the crowd shouted for Jesus to be crucified. And then, just 2 days later, there were women who visited the tomb and came back reporting it was empty and that Jesus was raised from the dead. And then, there is Jesus standing among them that very evening. More emotions. Joy at seeing Jesus, but sadness about what Jesus had gone through. Confusion even over what his resurrection meant, and fear. They may have been feeling guilty too about deserting Jesus in his hour of need. Jesus knows all this and simply says to them, "Peace be with you." Here Jesus is showing his frightened disciples the same grace, mercy, forgiveness and love they always shows. He said, "Peace be with you." And then to ease their doubts, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed not just to see him alive and among them. He had also forgiven them for the things they did and didn't do over the last dramatic days. So often, this reading is always the one that preachers are given after Easter. And preachers often focus on Thomas while using this particular scripture, doubting Thomas, who hadn't been there and needed to put his finger in the marks of the nails before he would believe that Jesus was alive. But of course, this story is really about all of the disciples who were left wondering what it all means. It's also about each and every one of us trying to live a life worthy of our Lord and Saviour and struggling with doubt, weighed down with fear, and constantly falling short of what we know or think we know what God expects from us. It's also about how Jesus comes to us in the midst of our doubts and fears and sin and guilt to offer each and every one of us that simple word of grace and mercy and forgiveness. Peace be with you. A peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace which the world cannot give. The peace that can only come from our crucified and risen Lord, and the peace that comes when we most need it. There will be times in our lives when we feel as though we have disappointed God, and then Jesus shows up at that very moment and says, "Peace be with you." That's what he does for all of us, and that is what the miracle of Easter means for us. And we need to share that peace and joy with a world so filled with doubt and fear. Jesus didn't join his disciples in the upper room to celebrate his resurrection. He joined them there to give them the gift of the Holy Spirit and to send them out into the world to continue his mission. "As the Father has sent me," Jesus said to them, "and to us, so I send you." Jesus had taught his disciples many things by his words and his example. He taught them about the kingdom of God and God's purpose for them and for the world. Jesus sent those first disciples out into the world, and he sends us out into the world in the same way. We are all apostles. We are sent by God with a mission that comes through Jesus, the risen Saviour. Jesus doesn't just tell us to do it, but he helps us to do it. He breathed on those apostles and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus wants to breathe new life into this world through us. He wants us to go into the world and breathe life, new life into it. And the world certainly needs new life. We are the ones continuing Jesus' mission. We are the body of Christ in the world. We are God's plan to bring new life into a dying world until the day when Jesus returns. Our words, our deeds, our hope, our faith, our love, our witness in our daily lives, our acts of love to others, all of this done in Jesus' name with the help of the Holy Spirit. This is how the world catches a glimpse of the risen Lord. About Thomas, he wasn't there the week before when Jesus first appeared to the other disciples. We don't know why. So when the others tell him they'd seen the risen Lord, he said he'd want proof. When Jesus does appear to Thomas, Thomas knows it to be true. In the midst of our doubts and fears, and the midst of our sin and failings, Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, comes and says, "Peace be with you. Do not doubt, but believe." Jesus breathes new life into us and offers us the gift of the Holy Spirit and reminds us of our mission to go and share the peace and joy and hope of this new life. So let us go in peace to serve our risen Lord. Amen.